Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Kathy Jo Demkak is sent out of Treasure Valley Baptist Church in Meridian, Idaho. She did a great job on deputation, and I'm so happy today to tell you that now she is actually on the mission field down in Colombia, South America, helping our church planting missionaries down there. And she has a very interesting prayer letter. She said, the year got off to an exciting start with a vacation Bible school at our church plant in Santa Marta. While not many children came the first night, throughout the week, God answered prayers and worked in a mighty way, and as children experienced the love of Christ, they told their friends about the event, and the response in the area changed from resistance to children pushing their way into the church bus to go to vacation Bible school. And each night, more came, until the last night we packed out with around 100 children and adults who all heard the gospel clearly. Many of the families reached live too far to walk and have no means of transportation. Our church bus is vital for them to be able to continue coming to church. So we left our church bus there with Pastor Juan Duarte. And each week, many children are now riding the bus to church. And now we're praying about purchasing another bus as we now do not have one here in Rio Negro. Well, that's a great news, isn't it? And it's exciting when a missionary gets to go out to the mission field and see things like that and ends up with 100 kids coming to their vacation Bible school. Well, Kathy Jo also says, thank you for praying for my visa. Praise the Lord. It was approved. There were a few delays in the process, so it's a good thing I did not apply from the States or I would have had to postpone my arrival to Colombia. But it also required traveling twice to Medellin, the metro city nearby. The first time it was a bit intimidating to figure out the process and the different modes of transportation to get there, but it went smoothly and it was easy the second time. Well, I admire the courage of a young lady who's willing to ride the buses and other means of transportation in these countries. Well, Kathy Jo also tells us, my first month of language school at the university is behind me, and I'm very happy with how it's all going. God blessed me with a wonderful teacher who explains things well and makes me think. Because it's one-on-one, the class is tailored to where I am, and each day I get to work on my conversational skills. I've been working on proper pronunciation, which has been tricky, getting my tongue to do what it has never done before. And I've also been attending Bible seminary classes at church to increase my knowledge of biblical Spanish. Well, pray for Kathy Jo Demkak as she is learning the language. That's always a challenge, but it's so much fun, and I'm sure she's having a great time there, and the missionaries are helping her as well. Well, she ends by saying this, it's a blessing to go to school right here in Rio Negro and to get involved in many aspects of the ministry right away. When talking with others at church and on the street, I'm able to put into practice what I've learned in class, and it spurs me on to study diligently so that I can be more effective. Some neighborhood kids have been coming faithfully to every service. One Saturday during church evangelism time in our town square, I paired up with some of those girls, and what a delight to see their eagerness to tell others about Jesus Christ. And of course, that's what we missionaries do. We win people to Christ, and we get them in a good church and teach them so that they can do the same thing.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.